Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Back to the headlines here on Thursday, and as we reported at the very top of the program, clearly the biggest story of the day, the continuing plummeting of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. On Thursday, the largest percentage point drop in more than 20 years as the Dow fell 679 points to settle at 8579. The S&P 500 down 75, the NASDAQ off 95. And as we heard from experts earlier in the program, the bailout plan clearly not having an impact yet, and there is a complete lack of confidence in the market. Steve Forbes, of course, is the publisher of Forbes magazine and a former presidential candidate. He says this is an unprecedented crisis, and those who weather the storm will benefit.
This crisis is unprecedented, and unprecedented measures have to be taken. But the fact of the matter is, we will eventually recover. And those who panic usually end up with less than those who have the steel, and don't let their emotions get in the way.
Forbes also advocated a number of policies for the next president of the United States to deal with the crisis.
But one thing that next president has to do is realize they've got to do a good stimulus for the economy, the way John Kennedy did in the early 60s, the way Ronald Reagan did in the early 80s, a big tax cuts, a look at what's clogging the system, and then we'll get growing again.
Senator McCain believes the economy will recover sooner rather than later. Speaking in Waukesha, Wisconsin, alongside his running mate Sarah Palin on Thursday, Senator McCain says once the housing market gets back on track, the economy will be just fine.
We must stabilize housing values in America. They've got to stop plummeting. And until they do, we're not going to see this economy turn around.
McCain also says Senator Barack Obama would be the exact wrong choice for America, given the policies that Obama says he would advocate if elected president. McCain says unless Americans want a whole lot more taxes and more spending, he should be their choice come November 4th.
Senator Obama wants to raise taxes on over 50% of the small business income in America, and that's a fact. And by the way, in case you missed it, he's been all over the place on the issue. He changes with every poll.
McCain also talking about pivotal social issues on Thursday, saying he is extremely proud of his extensive pro-life voting record on the issue of abortion.
Senator Obama has a clear, radical, far-left pro-abortion record. And you should examine it and his votes.
Senator McCain also going after Barack Obama and its association with sketchy characters over the past couple of decades, specifically the admitted and unrepentant domestic terrorist Bill Ayers.
It's about Senator Obama being candid and straightforward with the American people about their relationship. He has dismissed it by saying he was just a guy in the neighborhood. We know it's much more than that. Let's reveal all of the details of that relationship, and then the American people can make a judgment.
But the Democratic ticket says this is the worst of American politics. Vice presidential nominee Joe Biden on the Democratic side says McCain and Palin are clearly on the low road.
When you hear these kind of phrases, you know where it's going. You know they're going to try to take the low road to the highest office in America, and we cannot let that happen.
For his part, Obama says that this whole issue has been blown out of proportion. He says he's never had a close relationship with Ayers.
The notion that somehow he has been involved in my campaign, that he is an advisor of mine, that I've palled around with a terrorist, all these statements are made simply to try to score cheap political points.
The McCain campaign also going after Barack Obama for that pivotal vote on funding U.S. troops. Obama decided not to advocate and support additional funding for troops earlier on in this Congress because the president had vetoed a timetable for U.S. troop withdrawals. Cindy McCain, wife of John McCain, says that sent the very wrong message to her and other family members of troops in harm's way.
The day that Senator Obama decided to cast a vote to not fund my son when he was serving sent a cold chill through my body.
The National Rifle Association is endorsing John McCain for president. Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre and NRA Political Victory Fund Chairman Chris Cox are making the formal endorsement today in a series of press conferences in Pennsylvania, Missouri, Colorado, and Nevada. LaPierre says the Republican presidential candidate has, quote, more than two decades of pro-gun and pro-hunting votes in Congress and has stood time and again to preserve the Second Amendment freedom of Americans. Cox says McCain's opponent, Barack Obama, has a, quote, radical record of opposition to our constitutional rights and has voted to make self-defense with a firearm in the home illegal. And prosecutors have wrapped up their case against Alaska Senator Ted Stevens with the corruption trial after calling their final witness. The 84-year-old Stevens is accused of lying on financial disclosure forms in an effort to hide more than $250,000 worth of renovations and other gifts he received from an Alaska oil firm and its former chief, Bill Allen. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, more and more questions about Barack Obama's fundraising operations. We'll have our weekly visit with John Gizzi of Human Events. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, Barack Obama opening a big lead in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, closing the gap in a reliably red state like Georgia. Stay tuned.